Be part of the best law enforcement team in the world, the NYPD. With outstanding benefits and promotional opportunities, the NYPD offers a career second to none. Take the NYPD exam, offered 6 days a week. Visit NYPDRecruit.com or call 212-RECRUIT for more information.
You are listening to the best of the Stephen A. Smith and Ryan Rucco Show on ESPNNewYork.com. Hear them weekday afternoons from 1 to 3 on ESPN New York 98.7 FM.
Congratulations, Derek.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thanks, guys.
How far, I mean, just a few months ago, did you ever imagine that you'd be in this position right now playing for a Stanley Cup championship?
No, never. It's so hard to be in this league. And when I look back, like this morning, we beat three really good teams, and we're coming from a long way. We had a tough start this season, and I think we just stick together as a group, and we've been playing really good. So it's really exciting to think that we have a chance to win the Cup.
Now, Derek, none of you guys touched that trophy last night. How did you know? I mean, was there any? I know some people do, some people don't. We know it worked the opposite way for Sidney Crosby when the Penguins got their cup. Where did you fall on that side of touching the trophy or not?
Honestly, guys, I didn't know. I just took the picture like everyone else. But a couple of guys in our team won the cup previous year's goal, and Brad Richards, Marty St. Louis. So I guess if they touched it, they know what they're doing. But we're just exciting to go in the finals. I don't know, like you said, Crosby didn't touch it 1 year, and some teams do, some teams don't. So there's one thing for sure. We want to touch the next one, the real cup.
I understand that. Now, go ahead, Steve.
I want to ask that as you look back on everything that has transpired, particularly over the last few weeks, there's been a bevy of stories written about you guys. But what's the one thing that stands out in your mind as to why you guys are in this position right now, just four wins away from winning the Cup?
I think we're just really tight as a group. We just play well as a team. I think since we got St. Louis at the deadline, we've been playing some really good hockey, and we're a pretty hard team to handle. Right? When we use our speed, and like I said, we play as a team. We're just hard to handle, and I think our coaching staff has been really good with us all year, and we have a great leadership group in our team. And we're just having fun. We're just playing the game, and we're trying to play hard every night, and that's how we're gonna give ourselves a chance to win.
Talking with the Rangers, Derek Brassard, after the Rangers punched their ticket to the Stanley Cup, first time in 20 years. Last night, your defense was incredible, and it was obviously much different than Game 5. And Henrik Lundqvist didn't have to make a ton of stops, but Derek, when he did, he certainly came through. I know you had said he would be your best player last night, and he made, a couple of incredible saves. That save at the end of the second period just before you guys scored with his blocker will be that highlight wow save that's played forever. How about just the mentality and the confidence you had in your goalie bouncing back last night?
Yeah, I think everyone in the dressing room was pretty confident for Henrik to come back strong. I think we had a really good meeting yesterday morning, and I think we didn't play a really good game in Montreal, and I think it kind of helped us to focus on what we had to do yesterday. And when you look, I think we give like 18 shots on net, so every time they had scoring chance, Henrik was big for us, and he's our best player, so we need him to play like that every game.
What did you guys say to one another in the meeting following that 7-4 loss?
Oh, we had to play better. We're not on the same page, and you can't win in the playoffs if you allow 7 goals. And I think our coaches showed us some videos. They showed us some clips, and I think it got us a little mad before the game, and I think that was a good thing. We were pretty embarrassed with the performance that we gave in Montreal, so. Yesterday, just to show up and, get a shutout, I think it's a really good thing for our team.
You know, Derek, how about the difference between the style of John Tortorella and the style of Alain Vigneault? I know you got traded, you know, midway through last year for Marian Gaborik, mm-hmm. so you only had half a season with John Tortorella. But how important has this kind of even keelness we see from Vigneault been to your success and the difference in styles?
Yeah, well, every coach is different. Every coach has a different ways to manage a team or just to talk to his players. And, you know, I think AV has been doing a really good job with us, not only AV, but the whole coaching staff. I think we're, you know, like I said, we're pretty tight as a group. But AV is a great leader. You know, he knows how to adjust during the games. That's one of his good thing about him. And, you know, I think everyone enjoys playing for him.
So now as we look ahead, you're getting ready to go to the finals. Is there a preference as to who you guys want to go against, Chicago or L.A., in terms of styles? Because we all know that styles makes matchups.
Yeah, they're two they're different teams. L.A.'s, you know, they're going to be in your face. They're big bodies. And Chicago, they're fast. They have skills. And but it doesn't really matter who we're going to face. We're going to face a really good team. L.A. is a little further than Chicago for the plane ride, but it doesn't really matter. Hopefully they can go in game seven and play another game so they get tired for the first game of the series.
Now, you've played a ton of games this postseason already, Derek. As you know, you're the one going through 20 games thus far you've already played. You don't have to play until Wednesday. How does this work? Mm-hmm. Does coach give you a few days off here? Do you guys go? Do you party a little bit? Do you have some kind of retreat? How do you handle these next couple days?
Well, yesterday we enjoy our night. We enjoy, you know, it's been a grind for us, so it was nice to get away and just to have fun with the guys. We have 2 days off now. At this time of the year, it's really important to try to rest. It's so hard on your body. It's so hard mentally. So it's good to get away from it, just to not do anything and stay out of the game, stay out of the rink, you know, and after that we have a practice Sunday, and that's something that we said to each other, you know, like, get to enjoy the next couple of days, but once we're back practicing, we need to be focused and be, you know, ready to go for Wednesday.
Can you feel, Derek, before we let you go, can you feel that energy of having the city behind you right now, of having grip more than just the hockey fan in New York?
Oh, yeah, yeah, big time. You know, it's like you can feel there's a little buzz in town. You know, they've been supporting us all year. It's been whatever 20 years. They didn't win the Stanley Cup. So we're going to, you know, try our best to try to bring another championship to this city. You know, there's nothing better than playing the Garden, especially at this time of the year. And hopefully, you know, it's gonna be wild next week when we're gonna play our first game here at home in the Stanley Cup Finals, and you know we're just gonna try. Like I said, we're gonna try our best to bring the cup to the city.
Awesome stuff, Derek. Congratulations. It's been fun for all of us to follow. I know you guys have a special group, and continued success. 4 more wins, and you'll own this town forever.
All right, thank you guys. Thanks for having me.
You are listening to the best of the Stephen A. Smith and Ryan Rucco Show on ESPNNewYork.com. Hear them weekday afternoons from 1 to 3 on ESPN New York 98.7 FM.